That's The Motion of Stone by North Carolina composer Kenneth Frazelle. He's received commissions from some of the most consequential classical performers of our time, including cellist Yo-Yo Ma, soprano Dawn Upshaw, and flutist Paula Robeson. The Motion of Stone, based on a lengthy poem by A.R. Ammons called Tombstones, is a 40-minute, multi-movement work for full orchestra and chorus. For Frazelle, the idea of setting Ammons' poetry to music came to him over 40 years ago, while still a student at the Juilliard School in New York. It was there, sitting and reading on the floor of the original Barnes & Noble, that he first came across the poet's work.
And it just jumped off the page the first time I read him, the way it flows. His mind is just racing through all kinds of beautiful ideas, and it's kind of a nonstop poetry. It's not usually metric in the traditional sense, and it really fit how my ear was putting notes to music. So I believe I've done 40 or 50 songs by now.
The Motion of Stone was Frazelle's first leap into large-scale choral writing. According to tenor and University of North Carolina School of the Arts conductor Jamie Albritton, the composer was a quick study.
Meryl and I went to Boston to hear the premiere. And when I heard it, Ken said to me right away, "Will you do this?" And I said, "Are you kidding?" "Yes."
There's a very short trio of lines in the first movement, which is actually Ammon's first stanza, and I believe it's a tenor solo that says, "It breaks the heart that stone holds what time let go." And I love that because this poem deals with the human urge to try to memorialize people and hold on forever. We find the hardest substances we can, diamonds, rocks, whatever, to hold on to important things. And yet, the elements, water, wind, rain, the universe eventually, you know, is going to collide and explode. And even the most heartfelt things are impermanent.
For Jamie Albritton, it was never a matter of if. For Ken Frazelle's The Motion of Stone, it was only a question of when.
This piece has been back there in the file box turning ever since 1998. It demands a tremendous amount from the chorus. And I said, I just have to wait until I get the right chorus. I mean, they're students. You never know who's going to come to your school. They come, they learn, they leave. Every year it's a different ensemble. And I saw it coming this year, and I was right. Once I gave my first downbeat in the fall, I was like, no, we're going to be able to do it this year.
This is just a personal thank you to Jamie for resurrecting this piece. This is actually the first time the School of the Arts Orchestra has ever done a piece of mine. And I'm very honored that the place that I went to school that gave me so much and the place that has given me so much as a teacher for 20-odd years has taken this on. It means a lot to me.
For WFTD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.